This is By the Horns, Episode 2. My name is Ethan Corbin, and I'm here to help you grab life by the horns and take control of your future. Iron rusts from disuse. Water loses its purity from stagnation. Even so, does inaction sap the vigor of the mind? That is a quote from Leonardo da Vinci. He was a Renaissance scientist, mathematician, engineer, inventor, anatomist, painter, sculptor, architect, botanist, musician, and writer. Some of his achievements include inventing scissors. That's right, scissors. He designed the first parachute. He painted the Mona Lisa. He drew the Vitruvian Man. And engineered designs for flying machines and countless other wonderful feats of engineering and art and math and science and, you know, all that stuff. Keep in mind, all of this occurred in the 1400s and 1500s. All of those amazing achievements well over 500-600 years ago now. I've shared this information as an introduction to this episode because it fits really well into the concept that I've been working on, and I call this the pillars of life. And this isn't exactly like a new thing that no one's ever kind of thought of, but it's new to me, and it really applies to the concept I'm trying to get with this podcast here. Basically, my idea, this is called the pillars of life. It states that there are five fundamental pillars to a happy, healthy life. There are many sub-pillars or branches within each primary pillar that serve to fill in the details. The five pillars of life are physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and emotional. Everything you can imagine that could be included in a happy, healthy life falls into one of these five pillars. I'll be dedicating each episode going forward to one of the branches of a pillar. And I'll give you guys a list of each pillar and their branches real quick. So, the physical pillar has three branches. That is nutrition, which will be probably multiple episodes under nutrition. Fitness, also multiple episodes. And preparedness, which will be many episodes. And before I continue, I'll go ahead and say that the physical pillar is the one I'm most knowledgeable about. No, I cannot speak English today, I'm sorry. The physical pillar is the one that I'm most knowledgeable in. I can talk all day about nutrition, fitness, and preparedness. So keep that in mind. Second pillar, mental. That includes discipline, knowledge, fortitude, and gameness. I'll probably just include those with three episodes. So discipline will be one, knowledge will be one, and then fortitude and gameness. I will probably just throw those together into one. Spiritual pillar, the branches of that are a lot, actually. There's faith, nature, liberty, friends, family, sex, honor, sobriety, music, art, hobbies, travel, bravery, and a lot more stuff. Spiritual is the biggest, broadest one, and it's kind of difficult to It's difficult to kind of draw the boundaries between what falls into spiritual and what falls into emotional and mental. Like the spiritual, emotional, and mental ones all kind of, the lines are blurred between those three in a way. But I think I've done a pretty solid job with separating the three. So like I said, spiritual, you got faith, nature, liberty, liberty, friends, family, sex, honor, sobriety, music, art, hobbies, travel, bravery, and a lot more. Financial, it's pretty simple, in my opinion. I'm also pretty gifted at this one. You've got career, debt, investing, and budgeting. That's it. They're just those simple four. I'll probably just include those in four separate episodes at some point. Emotional, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I have not got this emotional pillar figured out yet. I might just end up having to cut it because I'm having a real hard time with trying to dissect the emotional pillar and figure out really what you can do with the emotional pillar here. So I'll get back to that in the future. I will come back to the emotional pillar another day whenever I am more well versed in what could be included there. So going back to the main point, these five pillars that can give you a happy, I'm not even gonna say happy. Happy is not the word. A meaningful, healthy life are physical, mental, spiritual, financial, emotional. And I've broken all of those down into the key elements and what makes up those five pillars. And I'm pretty much going to dedicate entire hour to 2 hour long episodes about how to improve each of those branches in your life. And that's, probably what the main focus of this podcast will be for the first 30 to 50 something episodes, just hitting all those different branches and whatnot. Episode 3 will be going up. Well, I'll be recording it tomorrow with a friend of mine. Oh, and there will be no like set schedule or set order I'm gonna do those in. Like, I know I listed those in, order of how I kind of consider them not most important, but just the way they came to me, really, in order. Physical, mental, spiritual, financial, emotional. That's just kind of the way they came to me. When it comes to recording them, there will be absolutely no schedule. There will be no certain amounts or certain ones I'm going to hit and whatnot in line. I'll skip around from nutrition to budgeting to fortitude. It doesn't matter. I can tell you that the first one I hit tomorrow is going to be Liberty. That one is going to be really easy to talk about with the guest I'm having on. And he will probably be on for several other episodes. But so stay tuned for that. The Liberty episode tomorrow is going to be a real good one. I can go ahead and tell you. Yeah, so the whole purpose of this going forward, the series, will be just for me to give you my 2 cents on how to properly align these pillars. And this episode is not about any pillar, or it's not about any branch of the pillars or anything. This episode is solely based around why it's important to be well-rounded and fight the multi-front war. So let's get right into it. So I have 4 thoughts listed out here, and I'm going to close with some more Da Vinci stuff. So thought number one is go on the attack. You have to go on the attack. You cannot wait for these problems that are plaguing you to fix themselves. You cannot wait for any of your issues. Like, so let's go back to some of these pillars. I'm going to pick a random one. Let's say knowledge, perfect knowledge. That is a part of the mental pillar. You have to build knowledge. You are not going to gain knowledge by playing Call of Duty Warzone all day and watching porn. That's not going to happen. You're not going to build knowledge by any means at all. In fact, you're just kind of wasting your time at that point. I'm not going to say all video games are wasting your time. In moderation, it can be fine. But if you want to build knowledge, you have to pick up books, and you have to read, and you have to listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks. It doesn't even have to be educational books. You can learn from fiction. You can learn from magazines, newspapers. It doesn't matter. Just read whatever you want to read. In my opinion, actually, it's not just, you don't just need to read things you want to read and things that are like self-help books and whatnot. You need to read whatever you can get your hands on, because most of the time, it's the stuff you don't really feel like reading, or stuff that doesn't seem interesting to you, that really grows your mind and really helps you expand your horizon. Like the magazine in the doctor's office. Yeah, it's probably not interesting, but you are way more likely to find a new perspective of life in a magazine in a doctor's office than you are in some self-help book that you're super excited to read. Because, that self-help book probably has concepts that you already identify with. It's more so just feeding into you. I'm not saying self-help books are bad. Hell, I love reading self-help books. But my point is, read everything, read up on some knowledge. Anyways, I'm pretty much giving a teaser to on the knowledge episode that's coming. So we'll get back on track here. My point is, you got to go on the attack. You got to just go on the attack. You have to aggressively get after those problems. You have to attack those problems. And how would you attack your problem of not absorbing new knowledge every day, of not reading? Read. It's easy. You just read. Stop playing video games, stop screwing around, and pick up a book and learn something. Grow your brain, grow your mind. It'll make you a better, smarter person. I promise you. And anybody that is scholarly and intelligent will tell you that just picking up a book and reading will help you enormously. So, one thing you have to consider is you cannot hesitate or overthink at all. Those two things, hesitation and overthinking, are the two biggest killers of dreams and the two biggest things that'll just they'll crush your dreams and end up making you put your goals way off and throw you off your timeline. Don't hesitate. Don't think about it. If you know you need to, I'll just keep rolling this knowledge when I like it, the knowledge branch. If you know you need to read, if there's something you know you're not very smart about that you know you should brush up on, pick up a book and just go to town on it and read about it. And this topic I'm speaking on, the whole go on the attack thing, that's what I mean. Don't hesitate. Don't say, well, I got to find the right book. Let me just do some research and figure out the absolute perfect book. By then, you're gonna end up talking yourself out of it. You're going to end up saying, oh, that's too expensive, or oh, that's too much of a long time to wait, or oh, the bookstores are closed. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Stop hesitating. Stop overthinking and dive into it. Attack the demon. Attack the problem. Slay the dragon. However you want to word it. Do it. Stop hesitating. Stop overthinking. And in doing so, you have to be fast and aggressive. You cannot, well, I'm not going to say you absolutely cannot, because this one doesn't apply very well to knowledge. You can't really fast and aggressively read a book. But you do need to be fast and aggressive with attacking your problems, I suppose, but not necessarily with the solution. So the problem would be, you waste all your time scrolling TikTok and playing video games. Cool. Well, you need to attack that problem fast and aggressively, so delete TikTok and, unplug your Xbox and hide it or something. I don't know what. Just attack that fast and aggressively and pick up a book and start reading. Replace that habit. And you need to quit that kind of stuff cold turkey and just do a total detox. And I'll get into that more. I'm not talking about a detox where you drink damn celery juice. I mean, detoxing your brain and your mind and your soul, really, from things that you are too reliant on for happiness. And things, or I'm not even going to say happiness, really more of a cheap dopamine hit is what it really is. But we'll get to that on a different episode. So, thought number one, go on the attack, do not hesitate, do not overthink, be fast, be aggressive, and get after it. Stop pissing away your time. You're not getting anywhere. Slay the dragon. Thought number two. Tunnel vision. What is tunnel vision? In the context I'm speaking in here. Well, that would say, okay, let's just, quick scenario. You are struggling with several addictions. Let's say you're not too deep in the hole. Maybe you've got, you eat a lot of junk food. Let's just say you don't really care about your diet at all. You eat a lot of junk food. Maybe you play video games all the time. And when you're not playing video games, you just scroll social media. Cool. Well, let's figure out what let's see. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like speaking a foreign language right now. Rewind just a little bit. So, the tunnel vision thing, you've got your junk food addiction, you've got the social media, you got the video games. Now let's say your junk food addiction is really bad, like you're eating like 5,000, 4,000 calories a day of just pure carbs and grease and sugar. That needs to be what you tunnel vision in on. And tunnel vision is not always good. It's not always good to use tunnel vision when you're trying to improve your life. Because when you focus too much in on one subject or one topic that you're going for, you'll have a tendency to kind of forget about the other ones and let the others fall off. Or maybe even replace the big one with other little ones, and that it doesn't really get you anywhere. I mean, it might make you, you know, stop eating junk food if junk food's your bad one that you really got to focus on, but it, you know, that gap will be filled in with something else, which is not good. So, tunnel vision, like I said, definition is just when you're focusing in on one thing and really is putting all your eggs in one basket. Excuse me. So how can tunnel vision hurt during this process? Well, tunnel vision can hurt if you're not deep in the hole. If you're not deep in the hole at all, it can hurt you. Like if you just, you know, if you're the average Joe and you've just got a few demons, a few problems you need to work on, you need to be more productive, you need to, you know, quit playing video games, quit watching porn, quit this, quit that, but you're not deep in the hole, you're not super bad off, then, you know, tunnel vision is probably not what you need to utilize. It's not the tool you need to be picking up right now. You need to keep listening, because the next two topics I'm going to talk about, thoughts 3 and 4, are for you if you're just the average Joe that doesn't have one major problem. Now, where can tunnel vision help? Who can tunnel vision help in this fight? Well, if you've got one really, really bad problem that is significantly worse than your other ones, such as maybe, like I said a minute ago, you're terribly addicted to overeating and junk food, or maybe you're reliant on drugs and you're abusing drugs, or there's all kinds of different stuff. It's really, anything can be a major problem for you if you deem it so. Maybe you're really in the hole with a porn addiction and you can't go without it, and you're aware of it and you want to break that. Then maybe you should tunnel vision in on that and break that one first, and then you can fight the multi-front war, which is what I'm getting to. Then after that, you can attack all the other ones. So with this tunnel vision thought, basically what I'm saying is, if you have one major problem that is inhibiting you from progressing at all, tunnel vision in on that one problem and go on the attack. Be fast, be aggressive, and kill it. But if you just have a wide array of problems, there's not one major one, don't use tunnel vision. Just keep listening. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Thought number 3, the snowball effect. The snowball effect is exactly what it sounds like. I'm sure you all know what, you know, this kind of idea is. Imagine you're in the snow outside during the winter and you have a snowball, and let's just say it's the size of your palm, and you lay it down and you start to roll it. It'll slowly grow and grow and grow, and if you keep rolling, eventually it'll be this huge ball of snow. And the same thing will happen with your goals or your demons, whichever one you decide to roll, really. If you start this path of just building good habits one at a time, or maybe not one at a time, maybe you just decide to progress a little bit on each one of them, it doesn't matter. They will start snowballing, and you will have incredible progress really quickly, and you can look back and see it, and I can personally look back and see it. About a year ago, I started cutting different things that were plaguing my life, and it all snowballed together, and eventually, I just got in this big snowball effect of these healthy kicks and trends and stuff I was just jumping on, and it helped me a lot. It really did. So this can be positive or negative. The snowball effect rolls in whichever direction you feed it, whichever direction you push it in, I should say. So if you are doing really good, let's say you're in good shape, you're hitting the gym, you know, you're on NoFap, whatever it is, you're doing good. You start to do bad, you start to slip up, that can be a very slippery slope. And you can slide right down that slope And you can get on the dark side of the mountain down that slope. And the dark side of the mountain is not a fun place to be because you got to climb right. You got to climb out of it. You got to climb out of it, man. And I'm using some pretty vague metaphors here. What I'm saying is, if you're doing good, one slip up can lead to another, and then another, and another, and another, and then you're right back to where you started. That's why I don't believe in cheat days for nutrition or really anything. There should don't cheat. Don't have a designated cheat day. Don't have a designated cheat meal. Don't have a designated, oh, this is my time to have my negative habits once a week or something. That's a terrible idea. I mean, yeah, in hindsight, it's not affecting you that badly, but unless you have an iron will and a fortitude like no other, then it's a very slippery slope and it can ruin your discipline. I know in Jocko Willink's book, Discipline Equals Freedom, which I draw a lot of inspiration from, which you can probably tell just from the way I record this and the way I format this podcast. He speaks on the fact, not the fact, he speaks on his opinion that there's the 80% to 20% rule that a lot of people follow with, self-help and self-development and stuff, where they say, oh, as long as I'm good 80% of the time, the other 20% doesn't matter. That's wrong. That's very wrong. You need to be good 99% of the time and slip up 1% of the time. And that 1% should not be designated or planned. The 1% should be an accident, is what it should be. Never plan your cheats. Anyways, I'm gonna get back on track a little bit. So this snowball can be negative or positive. Once you start having small victories, which this is my next point, you got to start with small victories here. You got to win this one step at a time. Once you start having these small victories, they will pile up and it'll help your brain. It helps your mind to win. Humans like victory. Humans like winning. We do not like losing. And winning is not just a game. Winning is not just, a football game or a video game or maybe a social interaction or a promotion at work or so. That's not all what winning is. Winning is very internal. When you wake up in the morning, if you planned on waking up at 7 o'clock a.m. and you accidentally slept in until 8:30 or 9, you took a loss. You lost right there, and you did not win. And that's not a good way to start your day. I don't care what time you wake up. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to wake up at 4:30 a.m. But you need to wake up when you plan on waking up. If you set your alarm for 7, you don't need to hit snooze on that. You need to get up at 7 if you set it at 7. And that's something I've been really adamant on practicing in my own life recently. A couple months ago, I had a pretty bad problem with sleeping in. I'd maybe sleep until like 10 or 9 or hit the snooze button a lot, and now I'm getting up at 7 every day. I wish I could get up earlier, but I work until 11 every day. So I kind of can't get up earlier. I mean, I could, but I'll be losing sleep at that point, and I want to make sure I'm getting 7 hours of sleep every night. So I'll sleep from midnight until 7 a.m., 7 hours. So I get up at 7, go work out, all that good stuff. Anyways, I'm already piling into my next, not piling, I guess, I'm already kind of drunkenly stumbling into my next topic here, which is waking up early and having a strong start to the day is the easiest and most efficient way to start your win streak. And when you start your win streak, you'll start your snowball effect. And that win streak is so important. It is so important. You have to get up early. Not, it doesn't even, like I said, you don't have to be up early. Just get your 7 hours or 8 hours, however much you know you need. Don't oversleep, don't undersleep, get your comfortable amount of sleep, and then get up. Don't lay in bed. Get up out of bed. Curse the comfort of the bed, curse the warmth, curse the darkness of your room, and get up out of bed and get some clothes on and go do something. If you got to go straight to work, then go to work. If you've got to meditate, go meditate. If you want to work out, go work out. Me personally, I'll wake up in the morning. I'll go to my kitchen. I'll grab some pre-workout and a banana. eat it, and then I'll go hit my garage gym and work out for like an hour and a half because of this whole coronavirus thing going on. Usually I'd go to my real gym, but oh well, hopefully they'll open up soon. Anyways, back to track here. You gotta start with small victories. When you wake up in the morning, that's a victory. Another victory you could easily have: make your bed. Wake up, make your bed in the morning. Another one. I don't know how you guys are, but like maybe you ate dinner in your room last night or something, or you had like a snack or something. Maybe it's sitting on your nightstand or your dresser. Get any trash or any, you know, like if you have a wrapper or if you have a plate or something in your room, or a dish, whatever. Whatever you have in your room or in your living space, really, you need to get it out of there. You really do. You need to clean up, make your bed, take care of your living area. Genuinely. And that's one easy way to win that mental battle in the morning. First thing in the morning, you've gotten up early, you got out of bed, you made your bed, you cleaned up your room a little bit. That's a good start to the day. That's a really good start to the day. Maybe you're gonna go feed your pets or something. You need to, you know, stay disciplined right there, and you got a win streak going. And I promise you, once you have a really solid morning, a really solid win streak in the morning, it is very difficult to slow down that snowball, because that snowball is rolling, and your mind really likes whenever you have a successful, strong morning. Now, whatever your definition of morning is, that doesn't matter. I don't care if you wake up at 11 or 7 or whatever. Whatever your adamant sleep, whatever your sleep calls for, I've already kind of hit this, but whatever your sleep calls for, get that and then get up. And when you get up, have a strong start to your day. Don't sit there and scroll Instagram. Get up out of bed. And one thing I've noticed with this is whenever I get up early in the morning and I just immediately get after it and start my day right then and there, I have a tendency, and like I said, this is the snowball effect, like it working in action in my life, I have a tendency to not have any, you know, cheat meal cravings whatsoever. I'll drink a gallon of water. I will eat, you know, nothing but fruit and vegetables and meat all day. I'll just have high energy levels. I'll feel good. I'll feel really good through the entire day if I start strong. But if I start weak, it's hard to get the ball rolling if I start off the day weak. So this whole snowball effect, this can be pretty much rolled into the idea of have these small victories, fight the little battles, let them pile up into big battles. If you make your bed every day and get up at 7 o'clock every day or whatever, 4:30, 10, I don't care, whatever time. If you get up right away, make your bed, take care of your room, and go do some hygiene practice, that's gonna build a good healthy habit. And that's gonna be a win for you. And then you gotta push a little bit harder to keep going. Anyways, I'm getting into foreign territory there. Last point on the snowball effect bullet I have is don't let your losses define you. Let's say you've got a good win streak going on. Let's say you've got you've just been crushing it. Work's going good for you. School's going good for you. You've been eating healthy. You've been sleeping good. All that. And then, boom, I don't know, you relapse and binge out on a, I don't know, McDonald's or something, who knows, whatever your idea of just going off the rails, which I thought about it, and the term off the rails is literally the opposite of by the horns. So like, I could start a podcast like the opposite of by the horns and call it off the rails, and it's just life advice of how to like fuck everything up. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? No. Anyways, back on track. So the whole snowball thing, don't let your losses define you. So like I was saying, you could be having a good win streak and then you slip up, you mess up, everything goes off the rails. Don't let that define you. Don't say, oh, it's over, I give up, I'm going to go back to my old ways. No, you made too much progress to quit. You've done great. You've made a lot of progress, you've covered a lot of ground, and you have taken a lot of fire. That does not mean to quit, or a loss does not mean you should quit by any means. Keep pushing. One loss, good. Amor fati, great. That's Latin for love of fate. That is awesome. You took a loss, good. That you learned from it, and now you know not to do that again. And if you do it again, then now you really know not to do it again, and whatnot, and so on. That's at least how I look at it, and it seems to work for me. Whenever I mess up, whenever I have a loss, good, I learned from it. Like, for example, yesterday I was in Knoxville. I live in Morristown, by the way, so like this is like an hour away from where I live. And this whole, you know, the whole coronavirus thing's going on, and I was leaving my friend's apartment, and it was like midnight. I get 15 minutes down the road in a bad part of the city, and I realize I have a flat, pull into a gas station, and it's a puncture in the sidewall. So, well, actually, I didn't know it was a puncture in the sidewall. I thought it was just low, so I tried airing it up, and that air pump was messed up. Skip ahead a little bit, I ended up hitting like 5 different gas stations. And for some ungodly reason, not a single gas station on that entire strip of like road had a functioning air pump for my tire. I was so pissed. And then I finally got to like an area where they had a working pump, and I aired it up, and I really closely inspected the tire, and I found a hole in the sidewall, and I was like, are you fucking me? So I had to change my tire in a parking lot at 1 in the morning, surrounded by crackheads. Ended up going back, staying the night with my friend at her apartment, and then in the morning, I went to the tire place and got my tire replaced and drove back home. And the whole, you know, that whole time I could have been thinking like, oh, you know, this completely screwed up my schedule. This absolutely, you know, this mess threw my routine out of whack. And this, now I'm out short $100 for having to replace my tire and everything. No, that's not what I thought at all. This was not a loss. This was a win. I mean, I'm not going to say it was a win, but it, you know, good. I learned from it. I learned that, okay, cool. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I've only had to change my tire like twice solo. My dad showed me how to do it a few times whenever I first like started driving, and I've changed my tire solo like twice prior to this. Keep in mind, I'm 20 years old for those of you listening, so like, you know, piss off if you're judging me for that. So I've changed my tire like twice. And whenever I was changing it last night, I was like, oh, hell, I really hope I'm doing this right. I ended up doing it completely correct. Pretty proud of myself for that. And plus, in a parking lot surrounded by crackheads. So, you know, that was pretty solid. That was a good time. Anyways, my main point there, good. I'm glad that happened. Good learning experience. Good. It was a good time. I ended up enjoying staying the night anyway. So it was a good time. It was a good time all around. Not even mad. Okay. So my final thought here. Thought number 4. The multi-front war. This is my favorite idea I thought of. I literally spent like 30 minutes this morning trying to find a good word or phrase for this kind of idea. And the best way I can put it into layman's terms would be like, you don't need to fight one. It's the opposite of tunnel vision, really. You don't need to put all your efforts into one front. This is a multi-front war. And for anyone that knows what that means, a front would be like a different battlefield, I suppose. Or a different area. Like in World War II. This is a great example. World War II. America, we were fighting Nazi Germany and Japan at the same time. We had two different fronts. We had the Pacific front or Pacific theater, and we had the European front or European theater. Two different fronts. It was a multi-front war. And that's what your goals for self-improvement and self-development need to be. It does not need to be tunnel vision unless, like I stated earlier, unless you have a majorly bad problem that is plaguing you. You need to have a multi-front war. You need to make advances in territory all at the same time. Like if you're addicted to sugar and porn, and you never work out, make a little bit of progress in each one of them. I know quitting cold turkey is best, And I highly recommend quitting everything cold turkey, but not everybody can handle that like I can. Or like, I'm not bragging myself. I'm sorry, that sounded bad. Not everybody can handle quitting cold turkey across the board. You do need to make progress across all fronts. Like I said, this is a multi-front war. You cannot tunnel vision in on one thing too hard. So let's say you're, like I said a second ago, you're addicted to sugar and porn, you never work out. You know, start cutting sugar out. I'd say the first one you need to start with, I promise you, first one you need to start with is soda or just sugary drinks, because that gets processed through your liver in like no time at all, and it fattens you up real quick. Real quick. The first sugar you need to cut is sugary drinks. Just start drinking water. That'll drop you like 10 pounds immediately. You don't even have to cut out the sugary foods yet. The sugary drinks at all will absolutely drop some weight off you right then. Porn, quit watching it. That's easy. You need to make progress in that front. You need to make progress in the sugar front. You need to make progress in the, if you never work out, you just go work out once or twice a week. Build that up. Learn about working out. Learn about what it is to work out. So this is the multi-front war. So going forward with all the other podcasts I'm going to have in the future about all these different branches and pillars of life and whatnot, like I said, this is a multi-front war. You cannot just focus on one thing. You need to be a jack of all trades, and you need to fight the multi-front war. You need to utilize the snowball effect and let it carry you. Only use tunnel vision if you have a major problem that you need to address ASAP. And finally, go on the attack. Be aggressive, be fast, never hesitate, never overthink. So I'm going to close out with some more Leonardo da Vinci. I'm not going to say a new quote. I'm actually just going to restate the same one I started with, because now, after you've heard me rant about this for the past 37, 40-something minutes, it might make a little bit more sense. Iron rusts from disuse. Water loses its purity from stagnation. Even so does inaction sap the vigor of the mind. That's just such a nice quote, honestly. It's saying that, you know, rust or iron rusts from disuse, and water loses its purity from stagnation, and then, you know, the human mind will lose its vigor with inaction, without taking action. If you just hesitate and you don't think about it, you will lose your vigor. Vigor is a pretty solid word. You don't hear that word very often. But you will lose your vigor, you'll lose your drive, and you're going to fall off the wagon. You're going to go on the dark side of the mountain, you're going to fall off the path. You need to take action. You need to follow these pillars of life I'm going to be speaking about. You need to care about yourself. You need to go on the attack. You need to utilize the snowball effect. You need to fight the multi-front war. And don't let the inaction sap the vigor out of your mind. Thank you for listening. Again, this is Ethan Corbin. You can follow me on Instagram @callsignCorbin. And I hope you've enjoyed this. Have a good day.